Sometimes it doesn't pay to have the same name as a famous person. The Sam Ash whose name emblazons a common chain of musical instrument stores was not Sam Ash originally, but Samuel Ashkenazy, born in the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1897 and settling in Brooklyn with his family at age 10. Sam Ash, the recording pioneer and movie actor, was born in 1884 in Campbell County, Kentucky, as Samuel Howard Ash and resident in Cincinnati from 1900. He was of no relation to the Sam Ash of the music stores. However, the first fact, that's fact in quotes, that I learned about Sam Ash when I first began to investigate his work some 20 years ago was that he and the music store founder were one and the same. And it was quite some time before I straightened that out. I suspect that the young Sam Ash may have appeared in local theatrical productions, or perhaps in a touring stock company of the kind popular in that day, but I do not yet know if either option is true. Moreover, I suspect that formal vocal training was in his early years as well. Just no information on that yet. We know that Ash was in New York City by late 1912, as in November he made his first recordings, test records for the Victor Company. A proper session followed in early 1913, but Victor did not release any of the results. Sam Ash's earliest known appearance on Broadway is in a 1915 edition of the Ziegfeld Midnight Frolic, and it wasn't until 1915 that Sam Ash's voice was finally heard on issued records, such as this one.
Vows are not made to be broken, so that's why they say it's goodbye. Although goodbye when it's spoken leaves many hearts sad and broken. Although she'll never be near him since they both parted that day, somehow at times she can hear him. He almost seems to say, goodbye, Virginia. I love the loveliness, Virginia. I miss Virginia so.
For the next 8 years, Sam Ash would join a small circle of singers that made records for all of the record companies, though in his case not Victor, because they had already rejected him. Though in the early 1900s, vaudeville entertainers sometimes made records of the hits they sang in shows, that was the exception and not the rule. Typically, singers would be hired by music directors working at phonograph companies, who would decide what to record based on material supplied by music publishers. Some of these singers, such as Henry Burr, would wind up making thousands of records, mostly of songs that they would learn to perform for a recording session only. And sometimes they would record the same song for several companies. Sam Ash made at least 150 records, and that's a conservative estimate, given that he is featured on many records where the singer is not credited.
The end of the rainbow when you first smiled on me. All my happiness came with your caress when the world was fair to see. Believe me, somebody way up in heaven just sends the sunshine through. And I found the end of the rainbow when I found you, sweet you.
Ash, it seems, didn't really record very many hits. Rather, he was the fellow that recorded songs that other singers didn't want to do. Once in a while, Ash got to record something that he was doing in a show he was in. From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1915, he recorded Hello Frisco in a duet with Alida Morris.
Hello, New York, hello.
While Ash never made any jazz records, he did make a record that had the word jazz in the title in the first year jazz records were made, 1917.
Egypt got the dancing craze, so the wise men say. They heard that music play, the natives all began to dance and sway. Caesar came from Rome to learn the dance, the foxtrot and one step. And when he heard those jazzers play, he sure was full of pep. Cleopatra had a jazz band in her castle on the Nile. Every night she gave a jazz dance in a queer Egyptian style. She won Mark Anthony with a syncopated harmony. And as they played, he swayed. She knew she had him all the while in the shadow of the pyramid. Neath the old Egyptian moon, a sphinx was looking on and said there'll be a wedding soon. Brutus stabbed poor Julius Caesar just because he tried to please her as she danced to the strains of that Egyptian jazz band too.
Sam Ash made many records for the Little Wonder label. Little Wonder was a 5-inch 78, roughly the size of a CD, that played on a special, small, low-cost machine for about a minute and a half per disc side. Sam Ash is the second most common artist on Little Wonder records after Henry Burr. But none of these Little Wonder records carry artist credits.
United we stand, a great mighty band, our faith in you we'll show. Whatever you do, we'll follow you, we're here to let you know. We're all with you, Mr. Wilson, in everything you do. Awaiting your call, you'll find us all steady and ready, whatever befall. Just like our fathers before us, we're here to dare and do. For our country's cause and rights, if we must, then we will fight. Mr. Wilson, we're with you. We're all with you, Mr. Wilson, in everything you do. Awaiting your call, you'll find us all steady and ready, whatever befall. Just like fathers before us, we're his heir and due. For our country's cause and rights, if we must, then we will fight. Mr. Wilson, we're with you.
Unfortunately, the material that Sam Ash got to record was often less than memorable, but occasionally he would get something that he liked well enough to elevate in his performance to a level of memorability.
Yet black eyes, all dream of happy laughter, troubled eyes, and kisses follow.
During these years, Ash was a successful actor and singer in Broadway musicals, but in an era which is seemingly lost to us. His career on the stage was wrapping up even as Showboat was first performed. One of the shows in which Sam Ash did well was in Monte Cristo Jr., a 1919 hit captured in a medley recorded by Fred Van Epps that year. Thank you. Sam Ash's recording career ended in 1923, a little bit before he packed up and moved to Hollywood. There, he carved out a personal industry covering minor parts and doing extra work, cutting a Zelig-like path through Golden Age classics such as San Francisco, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and Citizen Kane, along with a long list of credits for films not as memorable. One of his last roles was as a bank manager trying to calm a panicked crowd in George Bailey's bank in It's a Wonderful Life.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
Sam Ash died in Hollywood in 1951 at the age of 67. His recording career adds one more name to the pantheon of prominent recording artists whose days began in some way in Cincinnati. On film, Ash left his mark on perhaps as many as 200 pictures in a Where's Waldo-like fashion. Once you know which Sam Ash you're talking about, the life and work of this Cincinnatian becomes especially fascinating, and I'll confess that I'm still far from fully understanding its significance. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Lewis.